Good morning. Feel it. Water's 35. Air. 39. 38, actually. 38. My grandpa Jones, farmer. I grew up with him, farmed with him all my life until I left home. My dad still farms, same place, same area. My grandpa smoked cigarettes for 40 years, over 40 years. And one day, we just noticed he hadn't been smoking. So he said, "Grandpa, did you quit smoking?" Because, of course, everybody's always trying to get him to quit smoking. And he said, no, I didn't quit. I'm just not smoking today. He never quit smoking. He never stopped approaching it like that. Did you quit smoking? It'd be years since he'd smoked. No, I didn't quit. I'm just not smoking today. So I love that. I thought it was so interesting at the time, but now and later in my life, I'm realizing the wisdom, how he was just living in the moment. He wasn't worrying about what he was going to do with smoking in 5 years. So why am I thinking about this? Well, last night I woke up this morning, and a friend in Germany, Susa, she said that the algorithm pulled my ice bath meditations into her feed, and she had just gotten out of an ice bath and hadn't been done it for quite a while, over a year, and had just stopped doing it and had gotten inspired, and was just so thankful, because we're all just like reminding each other. Isn't that wonderful? Like, we're all just reminding each other, hey, and we remember. We tell everybody, and then we forget, and then they remember, and they tell us, and it's like echoes, and it's really wonderful. And so she said, hey, I don't know how long you're thinking about doing this, and I've committed to 31 days, like the ice bath meditations themselves. This little science project is a 31-day January thing, and I think we're at day, whatever it is, 20-something, 28, 29, I don't know. Well, let's see, I can tell you, 28. Day 28. So she said, I hope you consider to keep doing them, because just all the benefits that she had seen when she was doing them, and then those dropped off when she wasn't. So the first thing in my mind was like, oh, I want to do these forever. I don't want to do these forever. And it was that, that anticipation of, oh, it just felt like so much. Well, of course it does, because I can't take an ice bath tomorrow. Today, I can't take 1,000 consecutive ice baths today. I can just take an ice bath today. And in fact, I can just take it right now. I'm in it. I can just be in an ice bath right now. It was such a wonderful reminder of just how quickly I went to this anticipatory thing, and I had a good little laugh, because I get to decide this. And even the things we don't get to decide, that we see, like, this could continue, this chronic thing. For me, that was brain injury, this chronic thing. Some of you are going through terminal illness, some of you are going through chronic illness, really hard times. And if you look ahead, if we look ahead, it can feel really overwhelming. But we can't be there. It's like, I can't take an ice bath tomorrow, today. My grandpa couldn't stop smoking tomorrow and for the rest of his life. He could just not smoke today. And do I have what it takes to be with life right now? This is a question that guided my recovery, my journey from, a post-traumatic brain that is still ongoing. Do I have what it takes to be with life right now? I'd be on a bike. I'd see the hill coming. You know, you're worrying about the hill when you're on flat land. And I'm like, what does it feel like right now? What does my body feel like right now? What is it like right now? Oh yeah, I can do this right now. I can do this thing right now. I can be here now. It's actually the only place we could ever be. Oh, my grandpa had such wisdom. I haven't quit smoking forever. I'm just not smoking today. I'm not taking ice baths forever. I'm taking an ice bath today. And I'm obviously enjoying these. So I will make a plan in the present for some kind of consistency, and I'll decide what that is. But it's nice to know that I can keep open. I don't have to constrict and close and try to find the energy to do an ice bath for the next 3 years, every day consecutively. I seem to do the ice bath that I've decided to do today and be with life as it appears today. I can do that. I can be here. Oh, something happens. The miracle of all this, if you call it a miracle, the grace of all this is that when I am with life as it is, as I am, I know I'll be able to be with life as it is later, because it'll be now. And I begin to trust myself, and I know I'm safe with myself, and I know I have what it takes to be with every situation, that I'm unchanging loving awareness in which the changing flow of life arises. It passes by. All these things come and they go. And they pass by. The movements of the body, the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions, they pass through. What is watching? Who is watching? You touch that, and it's always here in the present. Being awareness. Sitting in the seat of conscious awareness, being aware that we are aware, all of a sudden we wake up and life dramatically changes. Breathing in, I calm myself. Ah, breathing out, I smile. Breathing in, I calm myself. Breathing out, I smile. Oh, life is. We are here now. We are here. Peace and love and blessings. Cheers.